Good morning. Today we are going to talk about the lending context. And if we have an individual, somebody who has money to give as a loan, but can only give one loan, there's not enough for two loans, but two people need loans. And the question is, does he have to give the priority if one of them is an observant Jew over other individuals, over a non-observant Jew, over a non-Jew? Is there a kedima priority that has to be given to the observant Jew? And why yes, why no? Because this is the issue. When giving a loan to a Jew, you are not permitted to charge interest. When giving a loan to a non-Jew, you indeed can charge interest. So the question is, if we have to give a priority to the Jew, the observant Jew over a non-Jew, for example, you will be foregoing that gain. And that gain indeed could be significant if it's a lot of money or the right interest rate, a high interest rate, or both. That would magnify the return. So is there an obligation to forgo those returns in order to give the priority to somebody who is observant? So indeed, we saw in the past that Tosfos was of the view that this whole context of giving a priority to somebody who is observant, it applies if you are foregoing a small gain or you're incurring a small loss, but nothing significant. So if it's small, okay. If it's not small, if it's large, then you can give the interest-bearing loan apparently to the other individual, to the non-Jew, and you don't have to give the priority to the Jew. The Megillas Esther, which is a commentary on the Rambam, he says as follows, Hatzivu hu sheyesh lahadif mitzvas gemilus chasadim im Yisrael al halva beribis b'chol matzav. There's a specific pasuk that tells us that there's a mitzvah to give a loan to a Jew. Im kesef talves ami, we have to give a loan. If somebody needs, we have to give the loan, and accordingly, there's an obligation. And that obligation applies to bigomel chesed to a Jew, even if it is means forgoing a large amount of interest, even for a significant loss or forgoing a significant gain. You can make so much from giving that loan to the non-Jew. Nonetheless, the Megillas Esther says you have to give that loan to a Jew interest-free rather than interest-full to a non-Jew. So we have a machlokus here. Will we go like Tosfos that says this whole concept only applies if there's a small loss, or Megillas Esther says specifically in the lending context, because we have that imperative, that pasuk that says that you have to lend, that would apply even if you have to forego a lot of interest. So bottom line halacha on this, the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Ahavas Chesed says, Shegam the halva'a, Din Hakdima Amur Rak Mehefs and Muat, also in the context of lending and other contexts as well, buying and selling, but also in the context of lending, says the Chafetz Chaim, that you only have to give the priority to the Jew if it is a small loss or foregoing a small gain. But if it's something more significant, then the loan bearing interest can be given to the non-Jew. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe was posed the same question, and he brings the Gemara in Baba Metzia that says that when you have a loan to give, you have to give a priority to a Jew over a non-Jew, that this applies even in a, typically we would think, that's what the Gemara says, that it applies even if you are going to have to give the loan to a Jew for free without any interest, rather than charging a loan to the non-Jew with interest. Ein zebesach gadol, says Rav Moshe, just like we brought in the name of the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Avas Chesed. Rav Moshe says the same thing. This only applies if it is a small amount. Then you have to give the loan to the Jew for going a small amount of interest, but something more, you don't have to do that. And he says it's similar to the context of giving a nevela, that the pasuk tells us in the drush and the gemara that you have to give for free a nevela to a ger toshav, that is a non-Jew who has accepted upon himself the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. You have to give it to him rather than selling it to a non-Jew who has not accepted upon himself the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. And accordingly, we see there's a priority that has to be given when we have a nevela. That applies only when that nevela is not worth a lot. It's worth a little. Then you have to give it away to the ger toshav rather than giving it to the non-Jew who has not accepted upon himself the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. But otherwise, if it's something more significant, that's not required. Rav Moshe says that same context, that concept that applies to the nevela applies in the lending context as well, that only if it is a small amount of interest that you have to give the priority to the Jew Otherwise, you can indeed, no problem, give the loan interest bearing to the non-Jew. So that would be the bottom line, halacha, when it comes to the context of lending. We would paskin like the Avas Chesed and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Avas Chesed is the Chavetz Chaim and Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the priority has to be given to the Jew if it's a little bit amount of interest, not a lot of interest that would be foregone by giving the interest, the loan to the Jew rather than the non-Jew. But if it's more than that, if it's going to be a more significant amount, no obligation to give the loan to the Jew. Would be permitted to give the loan to the non-Jew and receive that interest. Have a wonderful day.